And then that summer, Joe furnished the insulation, and Ray took the paneling down and insulated the little cabin there. It was really a nice little cabin. And then during that summer, the people from Coal Creek, because there's an airstrip on Woodchopper and on Coal Creek, the boss from Coal Creek came over and they needed a cook. So I went over to Coal Creek and cooked for the mine over there, and I had to stay over there. And Ray didn't want to stay at Woodchopper by himself, and only David was home at that time. And Richard had gone to California, I think. And so the boss came over, brought me home. I think I had a day off a week or something, and he brought me home, and Ray said, well, I really, you know, don't want her to work because I don't want to be here by myself. So he said, well, how about you come over and be a cat skinner then? So then we both went to work over at Coal Creek. And Ray did the, worked on the machines and did work around the camp there. And I did the cooking and taking care of the food and stuff like that for the camp. And we stayed there till 1981. In the spring of 1981, we moved back to Central to our little, measured out 80 acres to start with at Central for the homestead. And because the land couldn't be tilled or anything because of the permafrost, we ended up with 5 acres. So we went back to Central, to our little 5-acre plot there, which we had our cabin and everything built on. And that's where we've been ever since, 1981.